The only way that we actually grow in this love is when you really get into the nitty-gritty of your life and you realize you don't love people this way, but Jesus loves you this way. And it's only in experiencing His love, His unchanging, unfailing love for us, that has a transformative effect to begin to change us. As long as your love is performance, it's always going to lack. As long as you're performing in your love to prove that you're a good enough Christian or husband or wife or friend or father or mother or daughter, or whatever the position you find yourself in, as long as it's that, there's going to be a limit to it. But when your love is in response to the love of Jesus, who is always patient and kind with you. I mean, think about how much work that is for God to do that for us. Think about every second of your day and who you are, the words you say and the emotions you carry, the things you think, the places your heart goes, the things you worry about and the things you want to control, and the ways you want to have power, and the people that come to your mind that make you angry that you refuse to forgive. God is patient and kind. Man, it's only really receiving that I think our hearts can open up wide enough to love other people the way Jesus loves people.